Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Bite-Sized Blessings podcast. This weekend, I'm introducing you to Leroy Slanzy. And once again, I found myself enchanted by another human being who is doing good works out in the world. Now, Leroy has 25 years of experience as a special education teacher, classroom teacher, and principal. And he's dedicated his life to cultivating relationships built on kindness, empathy, and trust. And these days, he's working for the Lower Nicola Indian Band up there in British Columbia, Canada. Now, Leroy grew up within Indigenous communities and was influenced by the teachings and values of the people he was surrounded by. And we have a conversation about colonialism. We get a little bit into reconciliation, into what is happening these days within Indigenous communities and the reparations that are happening and I hope are still to happen in the future. But it's not only that. Leroy talks about what it's like to be a leader in a field where kids are kind of, I don't know, destructive these days. They're not resilient. They're not able to bounce back as readily. And we talk about the work that Leroy is bringing into the world, the work that he's fostering, which is to help teachers, educators, leaders, and parents understand that there are many ways to bring up children who are resilient, who are able to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, and by opposing, withstand them. And I want you to take note of the fact that I just dropped a little Shakespeare into the intro there. But I'm going to let Leroy explain the work that he's doing in the world and how he inhabits the world. So without further ado, here's the next episode of the Bite-Sized Blessings podcast.
Have you ever heard of the expression shama? Have you ever heard of what a shama is? So Indigenous people where I'm from, they call white people shamas. It's like the N-word for white people, I guess. And when I first got there, the first reaction was, you know, and it wasn't said directly to my face, but there was a lot of, is he going to turn this into a shama school, into a white school? And I didn't. I embraced, I went in knowing chief and council needed literacy and numeracy rates to go up because kids need reading, writing, and arithmetic. But I've embraced everything that they are. And now I'm allowed to, it's funny because there's certain things you can't say as a white person that Indigenous people can say. And I now, when I say something, they joke about it. They look at me and they say, you know, you're allowed to say that now. I guess it's not one thing. It's kind of one of those things that happens to everyone. But it seems like in the last, 5 years, it happens to me more and more where I will think about someone or something. And literally the same day, I will run into that person or they'll phone or they'll email. And, you know, and I think, you know, when I think of the medicine wheel, the sacred circle, and I think about how, you know, Mother Earth connects everything through the huge ecosystem of the earth, I just think that energy piece, and again, I'm not religious or anything like that, but there's something to be said about, you know, because I'm very good at reading people's auras and I can feel people when I walk into a room. I can walk into a school and not meet a soul and I can feel what the school is like, you know, that kind of the thing. But I think one of the coolest things in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years that I've really held on to and I've noticed is that when something crosses my plate and it's something that I thought about, I will pursue it. And I wouldn't before. I'd be like, it's a coincidence. You know what? That's deja vu. It's like, no. And so as that happens more and more, I'm, you know, especially in the last 5 years, but more so in the last 2.5 years, I'm more attuned to when those coincidences happen and I don't ignore them anymore. And I think because of that, and paying attention to it has opened up so many more doors you know, and more conversations. Like, I never dreamed of being a guest on podcasts when I wrote my book. And now, you know, I just think in the last year, I've had conversations with people from Spain, from England, from India, from New Mexico, from Alabama, from Calgary, from Toronto, you know, and having a conversation with you, Kirsten, is that's what's miraculous, is that because I didn't ignore the obvious sign in front of my face that most people would brush off to a coincidence, it brings me to a, like, I never expected that we were going to dive into talking about truth and reconciliation and colonization. I had no idea that was what was going to happen today. And it all came because of this coincidence. And it just so happened that you're fascinated by it. And that's what I'm talking about right there. Capitalizing on those little miracles where we can't ignore something like that, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a subject that, you know, I went to seminary, I have a master's of divinity, to a very liberal seminary. And, you know, in the first, I grew up overseas, so I've seen a lot, and in third world countries. And so I'm very aware of the privilege that I have. But I'm also aware that white people, if we can generalize, have done a lot of things that have been incredibly terroristic and damaging to the rest of the world. So I'm always looking for the place where healing can be found. I wanted to just say, if I'm not speaking out of turn, that I bet that school considers you a miracle. Thoughts?
You know what? I think it's, I take a lot of pride in how, have you ever heard of the expression shama? Have you ever heard of what a shama is? So Indigenous people where I'm from, they call white people shamas. It's like the N word for white people, I guess. And when I first got there, the first reaction was, you know, and I didn't, it wasn't said directly to my face, but there was a lot of, is he going to turn this into a shama school, into a white school? And I didn't, I embraced, I mean, I went in knowing chief and council needed literacy and numeracy rates to go up because kids need reading, writing, and arithmetic. But I've embraced everything that they are. And now I'm allowed to, it's funny because there's certain things you can't say as a white person that Indigenous people can say. And I now, when I say something, they joke about it. They look at me and they say, you know, you're allowed to say that now. And I'm like, well, I'm still a shama. So I don't know if I can. They go, no, you have our permission as long as it's around us. And so I feel like now that there's certain things that they laugh about with me and they joke about with me, that I'm in. I'm one of theirs. And I do refer to them as my family, and I refer to the community as my family. And I actually dedicated the book that's coming out in November 1st to the Lower Nickel Indian Band and its community, because, yeah, they're my family now. And so, yeah. I think they probably think that because they've let me in the gates and I'm there.
That's a wrap on another episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the conversation I had with Leroy, and I hope you enjoyed the kind of meanderings that we had, because as Leroy said, and as I said, I never know which direction the wind is going to blow when I'm having these conversations with complete strangers, but we always discover together these little nuggets and avenues that are worth exploring. So I hope you enjoyed the avenues that we went down this week. And I hope you enjoyed meeting Leroy Slanzy. There will be a link to his website and to his books in the episode's show notes. Be sure to check both of them out, because this human being is doing some truly formidable work in the world. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Leroy.
Understand that you are only a small part in a much bigger community, in a much bigger world, and in a much bigger universe. I mean, yes, we haven't met those aliens yet out there, but who's to say if they're not already here or not? I mean, they could be standing right next to you in the checkout line. But understand that you are part of a larger community and a much greater cosmos, and that your part, the part that you have to play, is essential and needed and beautiful. And when you show up to do the great work that you are going to do in this world, just know that that community you've surrounded yourself with, that community will have your back each and every time.